1-800-250-5454. You're live on the air.
Radio.
Hey,
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I ain't going to stay too long. But I just want to say you are hilarious. Yes.
Thank you.
Always. And you know that. Okay, so number one, this jacket is giving everything it's supposed to give if there was anything to be gave. I think we all agree.
Thank
Wherever
you.
Wherever you're shopping, I think you need to maybe venture off and go on one of those sites like the influencers have where, like, they sell their design and they don't want anymore. I could see you doing that, and I could see you being quite successful at it.
Yeah, listen, I need a manager. So if there's somebody out there that can help me with that, I can't do it all by myself. So, listen, this is the open invitation. Email me. Or DM me. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to just, my sentiments about, I take notes. Nikki, with the whole female rap thing, you're 100% correct. I don't understand why people want to act like, number one, this is not high school. I watch you YouTubers as entertainment. There are people that I love. There are people that I don't with anything. I don't really understand how a lot of people, especially like fellow watchers like myself, get so personally connected to like disagreements that you all may have amongst each other. The same way I don't understand certain YouTubers getting so personally involved and connected to people who they don't know, like in a realm or a space to where you even need to give it all of that emotionally and mentally, you know, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I also feel like people need to remove this trope. I'm not a Cardi fan. Like, I'm not a Barty gang, whatever you call them. I'm not a hot girl. I'm not a doll. I'm not a Erica Banks. Like, I'm not in anybody's, you know, cabinets of support. I literally listen to what's hot, and I like it. If I like it from Cardi, if I like it from Nicki, and if I don't, I won't listen to any of it. But there are people who are, like, emotionally and passionately devoted to these people who don't even know that they're alive, and that's something that I will honestly never understand. And with that, I don't understand how people act like Nicki is not even capable of considering the things that people are, that this woman in this situation is saying that she's doing. Like, why is there this trope of, oh, Nicki would never, like, and it's not even that people are saying, oh, she would never, or they don't even think she's capable. They're just completely ignoring anything that makes her look negative in any type of way. Like, oh, she's been harassing this woman. She's been reaching out. She's been doing this. And it's like, people aren't even addressing it, and that to me does not make sense. And
what's interesting is when you get into these bloggers, they're not addressing it, but these are some of the same people that are pulling up these Cardi B cases. They're making it go viral. So it's just like, what's good for the, like, you see here, we're going to talk about it all, you know. And I just think that's the crazy part. It's just kind of like, you don't want to address it because the people don't want to address it because it's embarrassing. They know it's the fool. They know it's the fool.
True, but you know what I think it is? I think that there are some people who have placed themselves in they've dug a hole they can't get out of. When you built your platform off of catering to a group of insane, just like I said, people who are passionately and just so diligently connected and working so hard, doing so much groundwork. When you've dug a hole where your platform is built and established off of pleasing those people, the space to kind of critique is not really open, because you've built your platform off of praising this person. And so now when you might want to disagree, you can't. And then the slightest chance that you do, the slightest moment that you do, it's like now you have to, like, kind of low-key take back what you're saying to defend, because your entire platform is based off of supporting this person like they're Jesus. And then
yes, five more seconds.
Person like they're... I'm sorry?
Five more seconds. We got to wrap it. We got a lot of people calling. But thank you.
Oh, okay, well. That's it. Have a good night. Love you. Talk to you.
Thank you, Boo. Love you for calling in. Okay, let's keep it pushing. Okay, 9001. Okay, I don't see your number up here, so you gotta have your number. Please be ready, and please be quick. Get in and get out. 0239, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
I'm glad to finally get through. I just want to start off by saying for everybody who want to say that you're a Nicki hater, I was listening to you, and you have so much passion for this girl. Like, you just want to see her win. And
yes.
It sucks, right? And it sucks because it's like, I feel like she just don't have those people around her. It's like they're making her look like the fool, and she's just ignoring it. She can't think for a second that this world isn't watching this woman, and we're not realizing that she's just going down a spiral, and I feel so bad for her. But
what I realized that Nicki doesn't, when I realized that Nicki Minaj only liked people around her to like, and people will talk, and I can't release too much, but I'm dropping a podcast. And
nice.
it's going to be a new one, but I'm going to be really diving into this on that episode. That's going to be one of the first episodes. But I will say this: when I noticed that when I realized that she really wanted yes people around her is when she blocked me, when she unfollowed me, because it was like she doesn't like when people don't agree or don't tell her yes. And I realized this is also the reason why her songs don't stick.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And
because she can't take criticism.
But not only that, Armand, I feel like it stems from because Nicki, I just posted it on your IG that she's just so rehearsed. The reason why people, and this isn't about Cardi right now, but the reason why people like Cardi is because we're going to see her wig hanging off. We're going to see her laying in the bed with culture running around. Nicki just acts so rehearsed. We're not the same people who was listening to her back in 2010 and when we were younger. We're grown now. Girl, you're a regular woman. Your man is giving you problems. You bleed every month like every other woman. You have real problems, and it's okay to just be regular. Why are you so stiff? Like, I was looking at her IG post with Papa Bear, and they're just sitting on the couch, and it just seemed like, okay, get your camera. Let's do something. Let's pretend. It just seems
right.
So fake. It's like, chill out, Nicki.
Because
it's
she's so full of herself at a point.
She's
so full of herself. It's just kind of like, well, I got to have a filter on my video. Don't take this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I am? I'm Nicki Minaj. But my thing is, it's like, if I was there, it's almost like, girl, you given all that, but you sitting next to a registered SO and an M word. So, girl, it's not
right.
That sickening for you. Like, you worried
right.
About the filter and your hair being right in the dime because you Nicki Minaj, you this, you that, and the third, but you sitting
exactly.
Next to a whole loser.
And
so,
that
girl, which
lets
one,
you
like,
know
you sitting next
there,
to a whole deadbeat.
It's the insecurity for me because you
so, girl,
can't
you
be the queen
the
but
extra,
hanging out with peasantry. Right.
Right.
She's hanging out with peasantry.
Not
so
even hanging
I'm
out. You married and you let him impregnate you. So, girl, you can come on live with no filter. Let's
You're
be
right.
Very clear, Mama.
Right, just be regular, and that's why there's a disconnect in music and everything. It's okay. I feel like the moment she decides to let her hair down and just be honest, like, look, yeah, my man is going through this, y'all, and I'm having some serious issues. It's affecting my music, this, that, and the third. I feel like we'll look at her differently. But that's it. I'm gonna let you go. Love you, Armand.
Thank you so much. Yeah, she made up a very good point. Like, it's like, girl, you giving all that. But it's given, girl, it's not that sickening for you, clearly, because, girl, you just picked up some pet nigga off the street and let him pop a baby in you. And now, girl, you're in all kind of legal trauma. So, girl, a filter and worrying about who's got their camera out and what angle they taking a picture of you is the last thing that should be on your mind. It's the fact that because that's not tainting your image. She's so worried about how she's going to be if she looks fat or if her hair is out of place because she got to live up to, you know, I'm Barbie. I'm Nicki. I'm the one. I'm. Do you know who I am? I remember one time that T.S. Madison called into her show, and T.S. Madison had asked Nicki Minaj if she ever got her wig pulled off during, you know, Whoopi. And then Nicki Minaj was just like, B, like, do you know who I am? Like, I'm Nicki Minaj. Don't you ever mother effing mute her mother effing mic. Don't ask me no, like, do I get my wig pulled off? No. But it's like, girl, you giving all that. You might as well pull that mother off. You sleeping with a registered SO and a Merle. So your wig falling off or getting pulled off is the last thing that you should be trying to give a lot about, because now everybody is looking at you like, why are you defending this man and let him pop a baby in you, baby? But girl, anyway, so we're going to take some more calls. Okay, 3257, I see you. Nikki, I'm going to need 10 million plus royalties and a one-night stand with Drake. Thanks, love. Harley Quinn. Okay, boom. So we're going to go to 9001 first, and I'm going to go see the other super chats. Okay, 9001. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Armand. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Turn me down in the back.
Oh, okay.
Hold on,
okay,
hold
I'm going to turn it down.
Okay, yeah, just turn me down in the back. Yeah. Oh, chill, you is not ready.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, yeah, turn me down in the back. We're going to come back to you. Let's see. 3257, we're going to come back to her. 3257, please be ready. 3257, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Love your show. Love you. I'm a new subscriber.
Thank you.
And I love everything you do. So I don't know how everybody else feels, but I honestly feel like Nicki and Drake, I do not feel like they're as cool as they once were or as they want people to think that they are. Because I don't think this is a coincidence that she posted this picture the day before his album dropped. And I feel that way because I feel like Nicki knows her fans, the Barbs, are going to make her trend on Twitter and everything like that. And it did trend for a little bit when she posted the video with her husband and her son, but I just feel like it was in spite. Because I don't know if she's going to be on the album. Everybody thinks that the New York post that he did was for Jay-Z, or, you know, the Barbs think it's her, but I think it's Jay-Z. And I don't know if she feels some type of way about that, but I said in another forum that I'm usually on, she only really likes to stick to Drake when she needs help or when she needs, you know, his fans to put in work to really do good for her music. Because I just feel like her fans are not putting in work like that. Like, she wants everybody to think they are.
Okay.
Yeah, I really think her posting that was spiteful because I don't follow her. I have a blog actually on Instagram, but I don't know the last time she's actually posted her son on her social media. So
okay.
I just find it weird. And like the last caller said, it was very staged. It's like, everybody, let's get together. Kenny looked like he might have been going somewhere because I don't know why he had that jacket on when he was out, like, to say that.
Listen, I have to disagree a little bit, baby. I don't think that had anything to do with Drake, but you're telling to your opinion. I think that had everything to do with these allegations that are coming out that she's avoiding the process server for this lawsuit. I think that Drake and Kanye is a bigger conversation. I don't think that Nicki Minaj is even involved in the Drake and Kanye conversation at this point. I feel like we wouldn't even got records. We wouldn't have even got Nicki Minaj out of the box, out of the closet, out of hiding, if had it not been for Drake over the summer. So I think that they're actually in a good place. I think Drake is actually keeping her alive right now.
That's what I mean. I don't think Nicki has anything to do with Drake and Kanye. I just don't think that it's as genuine as that everybody makes it seem. That's all. I don't think she has anything to do with Drake and Kanye.
Okay, boo. Thanks for calling in. Love you. I got to take some more calls.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, let's keep it moving. Okay, we got to keep it moving. We got to keep it moving because we got a lot of people on here. Okay, 6462. I'm coming for you. 6462. You're live on the air. Let's get into some things.
Hey, Amar. So I am
calling.
Not much. I love your show. I just want to say kudos to your moderators. This is my first time watching and listening through the chat. I usually just listen. But I'm reading the chat, and I didn't know it was that lit. So kudos to your moderators.
Yes.
Kudos to you. I love to listen to you because your commentary is everything. But the moderators in the chat is lit in all the comments. So, but I did want to comment on Lil Nas X. His pictures of that maternity shoot is so overrated. I am so sick of him. I love him, love the music, and I understand what he's doing with putting, you know, homosexuality in the forefront, which is cool, but that is just so overrated. And you said that you don't think he can stand to Drake and Kanye.
I said I think he can. I think it'd be interesting.
Yes, me too. I think he has a chance, and I will love that. You know, I won't even be surprised if he do. I will be surprised if he don't. And then also, I want to go back to the comment you said, because you was like, these straight people, they're worried about him being an R word, but not an M word. That is not just a straight person thing, Grandma. That is just, it's not just us straight people who, we know he's an M, but the R is more aggressive and offensive.
Yes, it is.
Than
yes, it is.
Do think it's cool because he's
gay. But is it more offensive and aggressive to, like, I don't think we should compare trauma. But is it because somebody is not here anymore?
I know it's not, but, you know, he's gang related, so they think it's cool. That's a
sounds like
for
you're
him
justifying it, love. This is my point. I mean, how can you say someone's
I'm
life?
No, not me. That's how people look at it. You know how when you're in the street, people think like, oh, he killed somebody.
That was what I was saying.
Know,
That's crazy. That's somebody's family member that's no longer alive.
Right, I agree, but I'm saying that people, they overlook that. I don't. I'm not saying those are my views, but I think they do overlook that M and focus on that R.
Yes, and which is crazy because it's like both. I mean, I can't compare which one is worse, but the idea that a M gets overlooked when that person will never breathe on this planet again is crazy to me. But thank you. I appreciate you calling.
No,
I love you for listening. And shout out to you, babe, for watching. Love you. Bye. Let's take another call. Okay, boom. Let's take another call. Let's see if she's ready. 900. She done hung up, child. Oh, no, she didn't. 9001.
Yeah.
Live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Can you hear me?
Hey, boo. What's going on? Yes, I can hear you now.
I just want to say, you know what? This Nicki, I'm not a Barb, but I do like some of Nicki's music, and I am very, very disappointed in her. I don't understand why you risk your whole future, your whole reputation, and your children over someone that has done what this man has done. I don't want to say anything because, like, she got some weird stand by your man, ghetto love thing going on, and you know, nobody is worth it. I mean, I'm sorry, nobody is worth it. It's not that much love in the world. She needs to jump.
What's love got to do with it?
not a doggone thing. I don't know. It's like it's a mental issue with her or something. And as for people thinking that the M word should be disregarded, you know, straight people, I don't, you know what? Unfortunately, I think because of the environment that has been set at this time, that the M word, for some reason, is acceptable and the R word isn't. Where to me, they're both.
They can't be compared. Yeah, they cannot be. Like, you can't compare.
Right.
Those are both horrible.
Right. I mean, they're terrible in different ways.
It all adds up to, if I'm one of the top five people in the planet, I don't need you in my life, and I damn sure don't need a baby by you.
No. He ain't even good for a drive-by, because, never mind. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is, I like Lil Nas X, and I am straight or cisgender female or whatever it is. But that picture of him, I'm like, why did you do that? That turned me off.
Right.
It kind of looked a little bit like that Beyonce picture to me when she was pregnant with the twins. Remember, she had the veil and all of that? You know, that's what I thought of when I saw that picture. And I'm like, why would you want to make people think of that? How is that living in your truth? And how is that pushing your agenda forward? I just didn't get that. And it really turned me off. And what he put out so far, I like. But that picture was, you know, he's done a lot to put the conversation out there, to move the ball, and then he gonna turn around and do that. and give people that don't like him the
exactly
part him about. You know.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I can't even.
Mm-mm.
I agree with you there. All right, boo. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay, we've got one more, and we're going to wrap up. Sweet Sequin says, because, Armand, you can M in self-defense or protecting someone. It's no excuse to R ever, so R is worse. Love you. Okay, I could get that. I could understand that. I get it, but I don't think we should compare. But I think they're both very nasty. 2192.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Talk to me.
Yes, okay, so first of all, I love your show. You're so funny. Like, you be having me cracking up. Like, you are the funniest on YouTube. But
thank you. Share me. Make
about,
sure you share me with your friends. Tell somebody. Listen, everybody's saying I'm so funny. Share me with your friends and family.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I do. And it's so funny. Me and my son watch you together. My son loves you, too.
Okay, tell me that.
I will. Okay, so I wanted to talk about Kanye.
Okay.
Like, I'm just, you know, I try to listen to the album, and I'm just biased because I'm just so over him. Like, I'm just so over his antics. I'm so over the way he just says and does things like he don't owe nobody nothing. Like, he takes no personal responsibility for his antics, and I don't like that. But I wanted to say that you was dead on with the tarot reading. Like, oh, my God. Like, that was,
yes.
Like, I was tripping, like, okay, yes, he was dead on, but I just wanted to say this. This is random, but I said this back when Kanye first started his Sunday service. Like, I feel like in a few years, Kanye is going to, quote-unquote, discover his own religion. Like, he's going to start his own religion. And I feel like it's going to be like, I really do feel like, and people are going to blindly follow it. They already, like, follow and drip off everything he do, so I just think he's going to start his own religion. Like, he just be doing too much for me. I can't get with it. And I used to love Kanye. I really did.
I like Kanye, but yeah, the tarot reading was fun. If you guys haven't seen it, it is on my community channel, and I do. And listen, message me if you guys want me to do some more predictions. That was my first time doing an album prediction. If you would like, you can follow me. The video is up on that channel. It's Armand's Tarot or Magic Tarot, or just look on my community tab. It's there if you want to watch the full video. I'll be honest with you, though.
Can you do one on Lil Nas X upcoming album?
Oh, I kind of already seen the features. So, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I kind of already seen some, so I could try. I'll try. Send me a DM or like, hold on. Comment on the video. I'm going to post it here. I'm going to show it here. You guys just message me on that channel and then tell me what, you know, videos you want. I'm going to be reading the comments, okay? But
okay.
Lil Nas X might be a good one. I could try that one, too. So we can do some different type of predictions. All right. So thanks, boo.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. Yeah. So if you would like, before we wrap, let me see what's going on here. Okay. Hold on. If you would like, because I got to go to my Instagram and my YouTube channel, you guys can watch that video. I'll be honest. Some of the stuff was on spot on. Some of the stuff was a little off. But I wouldn't say off like, oh, I was wrong. Maybe I didn't truly understand what I was reading. So here it is. Here is the video on my community tab. You guys can watch it in its entirety. And then here's the video. Here's the channel. Okay? So let me know. If this doesn't pop up, type in Armand's Tarot. It should pop up. Let me know what other ones you guys want me to do reading on, okay? And then I'll try. All right, so with that being said, let me read this last comment. Everything Lil Nas does is copy and paste. He had no originality, just like the post he copied from James Charles on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah, I'm starting to see a little bit of that, no shade. So yeah, that Lil Nas X, I wasn't really here for that. It was kind of like, okay, girl, I'm over it. But yeah, that being said, I love y'all all. Been on here. Look out. I am doing another video on Nicki Minaj, Doja Cat, and Megan Thee Stallion. I need to record that now. However, this has been a lit show. Please continue to share the video. Share. Oh, my God. I love running into the subscribers out in